B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. We're going to start three lines from the top of the Amud with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Loi kisuhu mib'oid yoim. We've learned previously that you're not allowed to put a pot, you're not allowed to be matmin, to hide, to submerge, to insulate a hot pot in anything which is moisif hevel, even before Shabbos comes in, because we're afraid that since you're so worried and you want it to be hot, you may find it's cooled down on Shabbos, you'll come and heat it up. But a dovar she'eino moisif hevel, that you're allowed to be matmin before Shabbos and allow it to stay and to retain its heat. Says the Gemara, loy kisuhu mibo'id yoim, if he did not manage to do the hatmona, we're talking here about dovar she'eino moisif hevel, on something that does not increase the heat, and you were allowed to do it before Shabbos, you did not do it mibo'id yoim, lo yachisenu mishetech shach, you're not allowed to put it into a hatmona, you're not allowed to insulate it on Shabbos, even in a dovar she'eino moisif hevel. And the reason is that we're afraid that you'll notice when you're trying to be matmin that it's not warm enough for you, and you'll come chas v'shalom to heat it up on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, kisuhu v'nizgale, if you did do hatmona before Shabbos, and then the hatmona got uncovered, mutar lechasoisoi, you're allowed to recover it on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, memale esakitoin, you're allowed to fill up a jug of cold water, v'noisin letachas hakar or itachas hakeses, and you're allowed to put it underneath a pillow or underneath a mattress in order that it should stay cool and it should not get warmed up by the heat of the summer. And obviously we're talking here about a type of kar v'keses that is not going to actually be moisif hevel, is not going to heat up the water. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Mutar lehatmin es hatzoinon. We're now going to discuss this. Sugya, are you allowed to take something cold and hide it and be matmin it and insulate it in order that it should stay cool and should not get heated up? Or do we say no? There's a gzera that in the same way as you're not allowed to be matmin on Shabbos something that's hot, so too we do not allow you to do hatmona even on something that's cold. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, Mutar lehatmin es hatzoinon. Omer Rav Yosef, Maiko Mashmalon. What's the chiddush? Tanino, we just learned this in the Mishnah. Memale odom kitoin, a person is allowed to fill up a jug of cold water, v'noisin tachas hakar or tachas hakeses, and you can put it under a pillow or a mattress, and to preserve its coldness, to make sure it doesn't heat up. So what are you, Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, trying to tell us? It's explicit in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omar le'abaya, tuva komashmalon, that he's trying to tell us a big chiddush. De'imi masnisen, if it would only say our Mishnah, hava amina, I may have thought, hanu mili dovar she'in darkei lehatmin. I may have thought that when is it mutter to do hatmona, to preserve, to insulate something cold and keep it cold, even on Shabbos, that's only talking about something she'in darkei lehatmin, something like cold water, and it's very not typical to hide, to be matmin, to insulate cold water as a means of heating it up. And therefore there was no gzeira. Aval dovar shedarkei lehatmin, but something like if you have a cold soup, and a typical soup is something that you may, yes, otherwise be matmin and insulate it in order to heat it up. So I may have thought in that case that you're not allowed to do any hatmona, even if it's in order to keep it cold. Komash malon, that's what Rav Yehuda Mashmul was saying, that anything cold you're allowed to do hatmona, even if you would otherwise do hatmona with the same type of item to make it and keep it warm. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav, osur lahatmin es hatzoinon. Rav Huna Omar Rav says you're not allowed to do hatmona with tzoinon. V'otanya asks the Gemara, we saw in a braisa, Rebbe hitir lehatmin es hatzoinon. Rebbe allowed one to do hatmona on tzoinon. Loi kasha. It's not a kasha. Ho mikamei delishmei mirbi shmol b'rebi yisi. Ho lebosor delishmei. It means Rebbe himself, and when it says in our Gemara, Omer v'hun omarav, then others are Geiris Rebbe. So there seemed to be a contradiction in Rebbe. First, Rav Huna said in the name of Rebbe that it's also to do Atmon of Tzoinon, of cold, something cold, and the Braisa says that Rebbe did allow it. The Gemara says one was talking about before he heard what from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and the other was after he heard from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. And let's see now in the Gemara what happened there. Kiha de Yosef Rebbe, Rebbe was sitting with Omar, and he said, also Rehat Minasat Tzoinon. That was Rebbe's initial opinion. You're not allowed to do Atmona of anything cold. Omar Lefon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rebbe, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was a great person himself, was sitting humbly in front of Rebbe. Rebbe was the Nosi Hadoir, and in respect of Rebbe, he sat humbly in front of Rebbe and said to him, Abba, my father Rabbi Yossi, hitir lehat minasat tzoinon. My father allowed to do Hatmona with Tzoinon. Omar, so Rebbe responded, Kvar hoira zokein. If your father Rabbi Yossi said it's muta, who am I, Rebbe, even though I, Rebbe, am the Nosi, who am I to say that it's osa if an elder, your father Rabbi Yossi, said it was muta? Omar of Papa commented, Boy re'ei kama mechavavin ze'ezeh. You can see how much they endeared each other, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. She'ilu Rabbi Yossi kayom, had Rabbi Yossi been alive, or had Rabbi Yossi been there, hoya kofu figeshev lifnei Rebbe, he would have sat humbly as a Talmud in front of a Nossi. Dehor Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, who this incident happened with, de'memale mokim avoysev, however, he was the one who took over from his father Rabbi Yossi, and he was just as great as his father Rabbi Yossi, and nonetheless v'kofu for Yeshev lifnei Rebbe. He sat humbly in front of Rebbe. And nonetheless, even though Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, and obviously his father Rabbi Yossi would have done the same, sat humbly in front of Rebbe, Rebbe being the Nossi, the leader of the generation, and nonetheless, Omar and Rebbe responded, Kvar hoira zokin, that Rabbi Yossi said it was muta, who am I to say it's osa? So you see how much Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, how much they endeared each other, how much chavivus there was between them, how much they respected each other's opinion. Rabbi Yossi sat humbly in front of Rebbe, who was a Nossi, and Rebbe respected Rabbi Yossi's opinion, saying that he was an elder that ruled and he was not going to argue with him. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Rav Nachman le Doru Avde. Rav Nachman said to his servant Doru, Atmin li tzoinon. On Shabbos, I want you to be matmin, I want you to insulate, to hide for me something cold within the pillows, the mattress, whatever it is, in order to keep it cold. And also, v'aisili maya, bring water, de'ochim kfeila armor, that a non-Jewish from Armor, non-Jewish cook, heated up some water, bring me such water. And this is talking about during the week, nothing to do with Shabbos. Shomar Reb Ami. Reb Ami heard that Reb Nachman had done these two things. Number one, he'd asked his servant to do Hatmona with Tainon for him. And number two, that he was willing to drink water that was heated up by a goy. V'ikbid. And he was very annoyed. He was not happy that Reb Nachman did that, because in both of those halachas Reb Ami held, he should have been machmir. He should have been machmir not to be matmin tzoinon b'Shabbos, and he should have been machmir not to drink water that was heated up by a goy, because it's bishul akum. So there's a halacha that something that a goy cooked, something that heated up by a goy, you're not allowed to eat it. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef commented, "My tame ikbid. Why was Rav Ami annoyed with Rav Nachman? Karabvase ofid. Rav Nachman was just following his rebbes, who held that these two halachas were muta. Choda karav, the halacha of Bishul Akum, he was following the opinion of Rav that we'll see soon, v'choda k'shmuel. And the second halacha with Hatmona b'tzainon, he held like Shmuel. K'shmuel, d'omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, mutal hat minis atzainon. We saw that Shmuel holds, you're allowed to do Hatmona b'tzainon. Karav, and what did he hold? What did he follow, Rav? The Omer of Shmuel bar of Yitzchok Omer Rav, kol shehu nechal k'mois shehu chai, anything that can be eaten raw, that can be eaten in its non-heated state, for example, water, you can drink water without heating it up, ein boi mishum bishul ein ochrim, there's no issa of bishul akum. So Rav Nachman held that since water could be drunk cold, there's nothing wrong with drinking water that was heated up by a goy. So why did you, Rav Ami, get annoyed with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman was following his Rebbes. Says the Gemara, who sovar Rav Ami held that Odom Choshuv, a prominent and prestigious person like Rav Nachman, Shani, he is different, and even though these two things were mutar, he should have been more stringent, he should have been machmir, because when a prominent and great person is makel, other people are seeing him, and they could come to be even more makel, and it can lead to misunderstandings, and therefore it's incumbent on a prominent person to be more machmir. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, and now from here till the end of the Perek, we're going to see a number of halachas, one after the next. Afal pi she'omru ein taimnin afilu bedavar she'eino moisef hevel mishech hasheicha. Even though we saw that you're not allowed to do atmona bedavar she'eino moisef hevel on Shabbos, you're only allowed to do atmona bedavar she'eino moisef hevel on Erev Shabbos. Nonetheless, in bo lahoisef moisef, if you did the atmona before Shabbos, and now you want to add in some more insulation just to keep it even warmer, then that is muta. Keitzadu oisa, what can he do? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that in the winter, noitel es asadinin, he can take away the bed sheet, umaniach es aglufkarin, and in its place he can put a coat, which is even more insulant, even more protective of the heat than the sadinim. Or in the summer, where he doesn't want the food to overcook because it's so hot anyway, noiteles aglufkarin, he can take away the coats that may have been insulating the pots, umaniaches asadinin, and put in their place the bed sheets, which are less insulant than the coats. V'chein hoy Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer lo osru elo oisay meicham. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel also held that it's only osa to do hatmona bedover she'eino moisef hevel on Shabbos elo oisay meicham. The very kettle or the container that was initially heated the food in it, or the water was heated in it, you're not allowed to do hatmona of that meicham, of that container, on Shabbos, in a Dovah She'ein Emeis of Hevel, even that's Osa on Shabbos. However, Aval Pinom Imeicham Lemeicham, if you poured the water, for example, or whatever else you cooked, you poured it from one container to another container on Shabbos, and then that container you want to hide, you want to do Atmana, Bedovah She'ein Emeis of Hevel on Shabbos, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, it's another one of his kulas, Mutar, you're allowed to do that. Why? Why are we not afraid that he's going to realize that it's not hot enough, he's going to come chas v'shalom and heat it up on Shabbos? He explains, Hashta akure kom meker lo, artuche kom artich lo. Everybody knows that when you pour a liquid, or you pour from a hot container into a cold container, into a container that was not heated up, then the food is going to become cooled down. If this person doesn't mind pouring it from the original meicham into a meicham that's now cold, that thereby cooling down the item, the food item, then we can take it for granted that he's not going to come and add fire and heat it up on Shabbos. He's in the process of cooling it down a little bit. And therefore, if you poured it over from the original container to another container on Shabbos, you're allowed to do atmona of that container on Shabbos. Continues the Braisa, Toman v'chisa bedova anitel b'Shabbos. If he submerged it, the container, and covered it over, bedova anitel b'Shabbos, with something which is not mukta on Shabbos, or toman bedova she'ein anitel b'Shabbos, or he submerged the pot in something which was mukta, v'chisa bedova anitel b'Shabbos, and he covered the lid at the top of the pot with something that was not mukta on Shabbos, hareze noitel umazir. Then, since you can get to the pot, whatever's on top of the pot is not mukta, you take away whatever the insulant is, whatever he's been matmin in, and you can take out the pot on Shabbos, or marzer, and you can put it back in. Toman v'chisa b'dovo she'einu nitel b'Shabbos, if he submerged the pot in something that was mukta and covered it with something that was mukta, oyshe toman b'dovo nitel, or even if he covered it with something that was not mukta b'Shabbos, v'chisa b'dovo she'einu nitel b'Shabbos, but he covered it over with something that was mukta on Shabbos, im hoya megula mikta, so if part of the lid was revealed, was open, noitel umarzir, then you can lift it up, you can grab hold of the pot without touching the mukta, and you can lift it up from there. and let whatever's mukta fall away to the sides. V'imlav, but if there's no part of the pot is revealed, there's no way he can get the pot out because it's covered with mukta. The next halacha, Rabbi Huda Omer, Na'ires shel pishton dako, the combings, the fine combings of flax, Hareu kezevel, it's called Moisef Hevel, like manure, and therefore you're not allowed to do atmona in this Na'ires shel pishton dako, even before Shabbos. The next halacha, Manichin Mecham al Gabe Mecham, you're allowed to put one type of Mecham, a container that food was heated up into, on top of another Mecham, Ukadera al Gabe Kadera, and you're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. And many Ogeiras here, V'Kadera al Gabe Mecham, you're allowed to put a Kadera on top of a Mecham. All these are Mutter because you're not actually adding, by putting one on top of the other, you're not making it even hotter than it was lekatchila. Avaloi mecham al gabi kadeira, you're not allowed to put a mecham on top of a kadeira, because the kadeira is so much hotter than a mecham, that putting a mecham on top of a kadeira is going to cause it to be moisif hevel, and that's osa on Shabbos. Next halach in the braisa, v'toch es piha v'botzeik, you're allowed to seal the mouth of a dish, of a container, with dough. You seal the lid closed with dough, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Continues the Braisa, that the halacha we just said now, that manichin mecham al gabe mecham, kadeira al gabe kadeira, and kadeira al gabe mecham, there's a condition to that, v'loi b'shul sheyichamu, that's on condition that you're not putting it on in order to heat it up more. Elo b'shul sheyum mishumorim, but you're only doing it in order to retain its heat, to keep it warm, then it's okay. But if you're doing it in order to heat it up, that's osa. The next halacha in the braisa, ukashem she'ein toimnin es achamin, in the same way as you're not allowed to do atmona with something hot to keep it hot on Shabbos, kach in toimnin es atzoinon, you're not allowed to do atmona with something cold to keep it cold. Rebbe hitir lehatmin es atzoinon, Rebbe argued, and we learned about this on Amud Aleph, Rebbe allowed us to do hatmona with tzoinon, with something cold. Now the last halacha in this braisa, ve'ein merazkin, you're not allowed to crush, loyes hasheleg, not the snow, v'loyes haborod, and not the hail, by crushing it, b'shabbos on Shabbos, because when you crush it, you're going to cause it to turn from a solid form of frozen water into liquid water, b'shvil sheyozov yozovu meimov, because that way the water will start running, will turn into a liquid form, and it's as if you are creating water, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Avol noisin hu letoich hakois, but you're allowed to put the snow or the hail into a cup, oy letoich hakora, or into a dish. If you have a cup of water or wine and you want it to be cold and you want to put some snow or some hail, some ice into it, you're allowed to do that. We're not worried, even though we know that it's going to melt on its own, it's okay, but you should not crush it with your hands, thereby explicitly with your hands doing an action, turning ice into water. You should not do that on Shabbos. Hadron aloch b'me toimin, in the Mirtz Hashem we're going to do Chazorah on Perek Bameh Toimnin, and now we're going to start the next Perek, the Perek called Bameh Behema Yoitza. Says the Mishnah, Bameh Behema Yoitza or Bameh Eino Yoitza. We know there's a halacha that besides for you, us, for a Yid, is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, is not allowed to do a Melacha on Shabbos. There's also a halacha that you have to make sure that your animals are not doing some of the halachas, Melachas. So, for example, you're not allowed to allow your animal to carry for you outside in Rosh Hashanah. If an animal puts something in his mouth and walks out into Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to run after him and stop him. But if he's carrying one of your items, something that belongs to you, you should not allow him to go out into Rosh Hashanah with it. However, in the same way as a person is allowed to go out with an ornament or with a cloth or something that he needs in order to protect himself, then it's not called carrying, it's just an annex, it's a toffel to the person, and you're allowed to go out with it. The same is true for an animal. The question is, what is considered part of what the animal needs, part of a cloth or an ornament for an animal, and he's allowed to go out with it. And what's called a masui, just a weight, a burden or something he's carrying, and he's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. That's going to be the topic of this Mishnah. B'meh behema yotza, with what is an animal allowed to go out with? U'b'meh eino yotza, and what is an animal not allowed to go out with? Yotze ha-gomol be'afsar, a camel is allowed to go out wearing its head collar. V'na'oka, and this is a type of a female camel, b'choytom, can go out with its nose ring. V'luv dokim, and the donkeys that come from Luv, they can go out, b'prumbia, with a bit that's typically in their mouth. V'sus, a horse can go out, b'shir, with a collar around its neck. V'chol bali hashir, all those animals that are used to going out with collars, yotzim bashir, they can go out with a collar, v'nim shochin bashir, and they can be led with their collars, umazin alein, and one can sprinkle on them if they need to become tohir, because they were tumas mace, and one needs to sprinkle from them from the water and the ashes of the paraduma, one can sprinkle on these collars whilst they're on the animals, v'toivlin bimkoimon, if one has to toivl, one of these collars, one does not need to remove it from the animal, it's an intrinsic part of the animal, and one can just let the animal submerge in the water, and that will act as a tvila for the collar. Obviously, the collar is going to be underwater, but he does not need to remove the collar from the animal. And we're going to discuss these halachas in the Gemara later on. Says the Gemara, "My na'oka b'choytom." The Mishnah mentioned that a na'oka is allowed to go out with the choytom. What's the na'oka? What's a choytom? Omer Rabbi Bar Chono, na'oksa, which is a female camel, chivrasa, a white one, bezmama de parzula, with a nose ring made of metal. That's what such a female camel is allowed to go out with, such a type of a nose ring. Continues the Gemara, v'luvdakin b'prumbia, the donkeys that come from Luv, they can go out with the prumbia, or the bit in their mouths. Omer v'huna, chamra luba, this is a donkey from Luv, bepagi de parzula, with the bit, the parzula that's made of metal, and it's in its mouth, it's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Levi shodar zuza lebei chuzoi, Levi sent some coins, some money, to the bei chuzoi, in order lemizvan lechamra luba, in order to that they should buy for him and send to him a donkey from Luv. They did not want to send him a donkey. They lived very, very far away from him, and they did not want to send him the donkey. So they did what they did was tzoru. They wrapped up the money that he'd sent them, shodrele sari, and they sent it back with him with a few kernels of barley. Lemeimar, and the message they intended to send to Levi, the nigri de chamra, the strength of a donkey, is not, does it come from Luv, does it not come from Luv? No, it's sari. If you constantly feed it with barley, it will give it the strength it needs to do all the work you need it to do. It's not necessary to import a donkey all the way from Luv. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Yudama Shmuel, Machlifin lifnei Rebbe shel zu bezu mahu. They asked Rebbe, what will be if one type of animal goes out with the restraint that's typical to the other type of animal? We learnt in the Mishnah that a gomol, a camel, can go out with an afsar, with a head collar, and the noksa, the female camel, can go out b'choytom with the nose ring. What happens if the gomol goes out with the nose ring, or the noko goes out with an afsar, with a head collar? Is that allowed on Shabbos, or is it not allowed? Says the Gemara, noko b'afsar, if the female camel goes out with the head collar, loy tiboy lecha, that wasn't a question. Kiven de loy minterebe, since it's an insufficient level of restraint for the camel, for the female camel, to go out just with a head collar, it needs that nose ring. So if it goes out with the typical head collar, it's a masuyhu, it's just considered a burden, it's considered as if it's carrying the headgear, and that's the head collar, and that's asa. Kitaboylecha, the question is really, gomol b'choytem, a regular camel going out with a nose ring, my, what's the halacha? And the nose ring is clearly more of a restraint than necessary. We said that an afsar, a head collar, is sufficient for the gomel. It doesn't need something as severe as the nose ring. The question is, does that make it that it's just called a burden and you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Or is it okay? Says the Gemara, kiven desagi lei ba'afsar, since it would be sufficient just to wear an afsar, masoi who going out with his chaitam is called a burden, is called carrying and is osa, oi dilma, or netirusa yaseirasa, lo yamrinon masoi hu. There's a concept that we're going to discuss now. When you put a restraint on an animal that's more than it needs, it's more protection than is regularly necessary, is that called a masui and is also to carry on Shabbos? Or no, is it just considered a restraint as with any other and he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Omar Lefono Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Kach Omar Abba Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father Rabbi Yossi, Arba behemois yoitzeis be'afsar, there are four animals that are allowed to go out with a head collar. Hasus, the horse, Vaferet, the mule, Hagomol, the camel, Vachamoyer, and the donkey. Limute mai. What's it coming to exclude? Lav limute gomol b'chaitim. Are we not assuming that these four animals are allowed to go out with an afsar, and it means they have to go out with an afsar, they're not allowed to go out with anything more than that? And since it says the gomol goes out with an afsar, he's not allowed to go out with the chaitim, says the Gemara Loi. Limu'utei na'oka ba'afsar is telling us that only for these four animals, having an afsar is enough. But the female gamel, the camel, the na'oka, which is not in this list, cannot go out with an afsar, because an afsar is insufficient restraint for it, and the na'oka has to go out only with a nose ring, not with an afsar. Continues the Gemara, b'masnita tana, we learnt in a braisa, Luvdokin, the gomel, the donkeys from Luv, and the gomel, Yoitzin ba'afsar, they are only allowed to go out with an afsar, and we assume it means that they are not allowed to go out with the chaitam. The reason is because it's more restraint than necessary, and it's called a masui. Continues the Gemara Ketanoi, seems to be a machlokes tanoim, whether an animal that goes out with a restraint that's more than it needs, whether it's called carrying a burden, or whether it's a regular restraint and he's allowed to go out with it. So we see in the Braisa, Ein chayo yoites basugar. The Tanakama hold a chayo is not allowed to go out with a sugar, which is a collar made of rope. Chananya Omer, yoites basugar. Chananya says that a chayo is allowed to go out with a collar made of rope, or bekoldov amishtamer, or anything that's going to protect the animal. Asks the Gemara b'maya skinon, what type of chayo are we talking about? Ilema b'chayo gedoyla, if we're talking about a very big chayo, for example a bear, misagi le sugar, does anybody hold that it's sufficient, and that a such a type of sugar, a collar of rope, can restrain it? Of course not. And since it's an insufficient restraint, everybody would agree that it's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Ve'elo b'chayo k'tana, we're talking about a small animal, like a rat, which is prone to run away and needs a good rope to hold on to it. Miloi sagi le sugar, is a sugar not sufficient? Why would the Tanakama say that a chaya, such a rat, is not allowed to go out with a sugar? Elolav, says the Gemara, the chaya that we're talking about that leaves room to have a machlekas is talking about a chotul, a cat. It could be nayu, that's where they're arguing. Tanakama sovar, Tanakama holds, kiven de sagi le b'misna ba'alma, since a regular cord, even one not made of rope, is sufficient, masayhu, then using such a sugar is more than it needs, therefore it's called a burden, it's called a masayhu, and he's not allowed to go out with it. V'chananya sova, chananya holds, kol netirusa yaseirasa lo yamrinon masayhu, as we saw before, that having a restraint that's more restraining than the minimum needed is not called a burden, and he's allowed to go out with it. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Huna bar Chia, Omer Shmuel, Alocha kechananya. It was said in the name of Shmuel, Alocha is like Chananya, that kol netirusa yaseirasa lo yomrinon masuihu. Continues the Gemara, Levi bereder of Huna bar Chia, V'rabbe bar of Huna, have a kozli b'urcha. These two chachomim, Levi and Rabba, were going on the way. Kodmei chamra de Levi lechamra de Rabba bar Avuna. Levi's donkey overtook the donkey of Rabba bar Avuna. Cholash daite de Rabba bar Avuna. Rabba bar Avuna, he got a little bit upset. He got sad. Chalisha sadas. Why is Levi overtaking him? Omar. So Levi realized this. He said to himself, Emele Milsal, say something to Rabba bar Avuna, kehecha de'itoisev daite, in order that to put his mind at rest. Omar Le, so Levi said to Rabba bar Avuna, chamoyr she'asok avroim, he asked him, a donkey who behaves badly, kegoin zeh, like mine, mahu lotzeis b'prumbia b'shabbos, is it allowed to go out with a bit, a metal bit, on Shabbos, because this type of donkey needs more restraint than a typical donkey, and therefore maybe it's not called more than necessary restraint, and he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Omar Le, so Rabbi bar Avuna answered to Levi, Hachi Omar Avucha Mishmei de Shmuel, your father, Rav Huna bar Chia, said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha kechananya, the halacha is like Hananya. And Hananya said that even a regular donkey that's behaving itself and does not need the extra restraint, if you want to put on it something that's more restraint than necessary, it's not called a burden on Shabbos, he's allowed to go out with it. So of course your donkey that's not behaving properly can go out with a prumbia on Shabbos. And this way, Levi hoped that Rabbi bar Avuna would understand that it wasn't Levi who was overtaking Rabbi bar Avuna, it was just the donkey that was on his own accord running ahead, and therefore his mind was put at ease. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.